A lot of people have been saying for many years that the US dollar is just going to collapse, going fall straight through the floor, and it's going to lead to another global financial crisis. And that is why you should hodl onto your Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Now, I don't think it's quite that simple. Let's talk about it. Lock your wallets, take your profits. Welcome to Cryptonomics, Principles of Cryptocurrency and Investing. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for pressing like and pressing subscribe and being a crypto bro, checking out the description and connecting with me on all social media. Now, the other day, I put out that video talking about why HODL is for chumps. That is why you shouldn't blindly hold onto your crypto no matter what. And I got an interesting comment on there, very detailed, from a fellow called Builder of Castles. So thanks, Builder of Castles, for that comment. There was a lot to talk about in that comment, but I just want to focus on this one bit. Dollar collapse. It's coming. When? Don't know, but all signs point to the edge of hyperinflation. When the dollar starts going, you won't have much time to buy cryptocurrency, and there might not be much to buy. Some of you out there might not have heard of this idea about the dollar collapsing. Basically, what it's about, the Federal Reserve in the United States, in conjunction with the US Treasury, control the supply of the US dollar. Since the 2008 financial crisis, they've been doing what they call quantitative easing, which is a fancy way of saying printing a buttload of cash and putting it out onto the market, handing it to their banker buddies. So just like with anything, just like if you have a whole bunch of bananas and flood the market with bananas, the price of bananas is going to go down. Similarly, if you flood the market with a whole bunch of dollars, the price of dollars is going to go down, or dollars are going to be worth less. From 2008 to 2014, the base money supply of US dollars quadrupled, more than quadrupled actually, going from around $900 billion to over $4 trillion. In 6 years, the base money supply of US dollars went up more than it did in 30 years. If you want more information about that, you can watch the Zeitgeist film, the first one, or watch the cartoon, The American Dream.
Hey, buddy, need some money?
Now, a lot of people are bearish on dollars for these reasons, and they think basically what's going to happen is that the dollar will go into hyperinflation, something like what happened in Zimbabwe or in Venezuela, where $100 bills would just be floating in the streets because they're just worthless to everybody. Now, despite all that money printing and the US dollar having lost some value, it's still the reserve currency of the world. When people claim that the dollar is going to collapse, it's normally critical, analytical people, and sometimes they might miss the fact that the dollar has a lot in its favor. So what does the dollar have in its favor? The US dollar is accepted all around the world, and it's actually the official currency of many nations outside the US, such as Ecuador, East Timor, El Salvador, even Zimbabwe. In Cambodia, the dollar has such a strong perception of value that Chinese Cambodians burn false dollars on Ancestor Day to send to their ancestors in the underworld. People who are bearish on dollars say one day all of those dollars around the world are going to come back to the US and there's just going to be piles and piles of Benjamins and they're going to be worthless.
La plata de Venezuela, mire.
Now maybe one day all those dollars will go back to the US, but for right now and for the foreseeable future, it has a perception as a safe haven. And people are going to continue with that probably for at least this generation. It's possible that there could be some huge shift in the world economy that would make people hate the dollar. And in that case, people who hold on to precious metals and crypto will probably be in a real good situation. All that quantitative easing, all that base money supply going up. But you know what? The dollar supply, the base money supply has actually decreased since 2014, so it peaked just over $4 trillion, and now it's back down to around $3.3 trillion. If you look at these dollar bears, you can see they've been talking about this stuff for a long time. So you can actually see a clip from Doug Casey on the Phil Donahue Show.
He's a financial analyst who says that a major economic crash in the United States is inevitable.
November 3rd, 1980. Gold is at what?
640, something like that. I predicted it's going to go to $3,400 an ounce or more. And that's within the next 5 years, certainly. The dollar is being inflated faster and faster and faster, okay? And the dollar is becoming a hot potato. Nobody wants to hold on to it because they know that the U.S. government has taken on trillions of dollars of obligations, and the only way they can meet those obligations, Social Security and so forth, is literally by printing up dollars in a printing press. Now, that's why in the next few years, you're going to see a wholesale panic out of dollars and into an asset that's not the government's liability.
It seems the dollar is more robust than a lot of us give it credit for. Now, I'm not saying not to listen to these guys like Doug Casey, Jeff Bowick, Jim Rogers, Peter Schiff, Jim Rickards. All of these are very smart guys, and they're always thinking about how to make money in contrary ways, looking at the market and bucking the trends. What I am saying is you need to be wary of when people tell you that there's a doomsday scenario on the horizon. The sky is always falling. Things are always in a crisis. There's always a recession and depression. Something is always going wrong, but that's just a part of life. It does pay to be prepared for those types of scenarios, but you don't need to structure your whole strategy around it. In the United States of America, there's a lot of regulation. You need a license just to cut hair and braid someone's hair.
This is why job growth is so slow. Fewer people even try to start a business today because you can't know if you're breaking the rules.
It's a bit crazy. Even so, there's a lot of innovation that goes on within the cracks. So we have things like Uber and Lyft and Airbnb, and those things have made certain services a lot cheaper. So it means in certain contexts, the US dollar is worth a lot more. And those things are likely to continue. People are likely to continue making different apps which make things cheaper for us. We have things like artificial intelligence, self-driving cars, general automation, all these things on the horizon, and they're likely to make things cheaper. Then there's the petrodollar. So the petrodollar is when oil is purchased in dollars. So this was set up in the 1970s between the US and Saudi Arabia, that they would price oil in US dollars and purchase oil in US dollars. Now, some nations are starting to move away from that, buying and selling oil in renminbi, that is the Chinese yuan. However, there's still a lot of trading that goes on, and that means there is demand. Big demand in the oil industry for US dollars. February 2019, the IMF put out an article talking about negative interest rates. That means they're talking about having your money in a bank and actually paying the bank to borrow money from you. Now, if that sounds a bit upside down, backwards, with your underpants inside out, that's exactly what it is. But this is the kind of world that we're moving into. And it works something like this. They want to have a two-currency standard where you have old dollars and e-dollars. The idea would be that e-dollars stay the same, whereas regular dollars or old dollars lose 3% of their value every year compared to e-dollars. A lot of you have also heard of this conspiracy theory, I suppose, or this rumor about the North American Union. So the idea is to combine Canada, the United States, and Mexico, combine the loonie, that is the Canadian dollar, the US dollar, and the Mexican peso into one currency called the Amero. The point of this is they wouldn't ever have to let the dollar collapse because there's always a way out. And they don't have to make a perfect sustainable system or anything like this. All they have to do is patch something together like a quilt and get it to last another 30 or 40 years so they could keep kicking the can down the road and keep the good times rolling for all the buddies of the central bankers. So you see all those Rothschilds and the people scheming behind the scenes, they're not out of tricks yet. They've still got a few aces up their sleeve. They might be a little dirty. They might be a little sweaty. They might actually be deuces instead of aces, but they are there. So what's the upshot of this? I made that HODL video and I wasn't trying to say that people should just sell all their crypto. So I'm sorry if somehow that got mixed up and people interpreted it that way. The point is that you should use every tool at your disposal. So sometimes it's appropriate to sell, and sometimes it's appropriate to hold as well. All I was saying was, don't hold religiously and think about asset allocation so you're prepared in advance so you can take advantage when the market rockets up. If you are 100% certain of a dollar collapse, you would put all of your portfolio probably into crypto and into precious metals, or maybe some other asset class which serves as a hedge against the dollar or against fiat currency. Now, I was pretty certain in 2011 that the dollar was going to crash, and so I put all of my savings, or like 90% of them, into gold. I bought right at the peak and paid $1,800 per ounce. It was not the right move. The point is to formulate a strategy that accounts for the fact that you don't know what's going to happen in the future, or one that means that you benefit even if things go wrong. If you have a strategy that's based on the idea that you know what's going to happen in the future, maybe you're just a lot smarter than me, and in which case, good luck. But as far as I can tell, most people do not know what is going to happen in the future. The collapse of the US dollar is not a certainty. Nobody can say for sure if it's going to happen. It might not. What we do know is the people who manage it, it almost looks like they were trying to kill it, but it still hasn't died. So it's a lot stronger than we thought. If you've ever played the game of chess, at least a little bit seriously, and you're familiar with the idea of a fork, the idea is you get someone in a position where you're going to benefit no matter what. So if they make a bad move, then you gain an advantage. And if they make a good move, you still gain an advantage. Now, life is actually pretty similar to that. So if you plan and act carefully, even if things don't go according to plan, you can still improve your situation. So that's the challenge for you and for me, of course. How can you structure things? How can you structure your life and your finances so even if things go wrong, you still benefit? Thank you so much for listening to Cryptonomics. Thanks for liking and subscribing and sharing with all your friends and being a crypto bro, checking out the description and connecting with me on all social media. As always, the most important thing, have a look around you. You know, there's a lot of people in this world who won't get to smell fresh air today. And if you have that opportunity, take advantage of it. Stay grateful.